Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with the Midday Interview. There's a very interesting project taking off in our area, and there have been many projects before that that I think you'll find quite compelling. Here to speak about this today are two people from Working Films, Robert West, co-founder and executive director, and Anna Lee, manager of filmmaker and partner services. And we'll be talking about real aging, real change. So thanks to both of you for coming today.
Thanks for having us.
Great. Now let's talk first of all, Robert, with you about what Working Films is, how long it's been here in town, and what its mission is.
Working Films was started actually about 10 years ago. It was started by myself, who was a curator of film at the Mint Museum in Charlotte, which people may know, and a filmmaker, a social issue documentary filmmaker, Judith Helfand. And it really was started with one idea, that the powerful stories in provocative and persuasive documentaries were really not reaching the audiences they needed to reach. And that was typically, these were stories of change. They were stories of triumph and struggle. And what we both recognized at the time, I as a film programmer and she as a filmmaker, was that the most crucial audiences in many cases were the audiences that wouldn't have known about these films, were not necessarily documentary film fans, but were much more connected to the issue the film, the story the film was telling. So we started Working Films as a not-for-profit. Our first year was in Charlotte, and then we moved in, thankfully, to our quirky headquarters on the corner of 5th and Castle in the old firehouse, and have been doing this work for now ongoing to 11 years. What our mission is that this idea of taking of nonfiction media, of documentary films, and taking it to the streets and taking it to the audiences that need it the most. These filmmakers are passionate storytellers, and they're telling these stories because they're invested in some change they want to see as well. You know, when you ask filmmakers, it's like, what do you hope your film will do? They don't say, I hope 10 million people will see it. They certainly hope that. Mm-hmm. But these filmmakers particularly really want, are invested in the change that the story that needs to happen around the narrative of these documentary films. So we're really that engine. That's what we've been from the very beginning. And we're an engine that is, we work with filmmakers often in pre-production, certainly in production. And it's really about building a strategy and a distribution method and reaching audiences that are not film goers, reaching them through nonprofits who are doing the work, really taking those films and embedding them into the organizing and sort of the cutting edge activism that we know is in place that actually is creating change.
My goodness, that's wonderful. Many people think about going to the movies for entertainment, and we sometimes go to movies for enlightenment, but less often, you know, it's more often for entertainment. But you're talking about films that are about transformation, films that are about really bringing change into our everyday lives, because we're compelled by seeing these powerful films to do something,
right,
to take an action.
So I think sometimes people get it, you know, I think they sometimes think, well, that's a particular category. Our number one criteria for the films we work with is they have to be great films. Mm. They have to be compelling stories. They have to be entertaining. Even if troubling, they have to be something that are watchable. We've worked with a number of films that are Academy Award winners, that are Emmy Award winners, that took first place at Sundance. Mm. I mean, the litany of films we've worked with are all really, really stellar. And they work best for us because they're powerful stories.
That is the best thing. To tell a story is what really grabs people's attention and holds them and moves them to want to do something. Because if you just give out statistics and facts and figures, nobody's going to remember that. But they will remember the story.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about a couple of projects you have just had, and then we'll get into this upcoming project.
Great. So we're currently working on this series of thematic residencies and events where we're bringing a group of films that are all around one central issue together and moving those projects forward individually, but also as a collective, because we know that the social change we're talking about doesn't happen overnight. The issues that range from climate change to equality for gay and lesbians to transformations in our educational system, you know, our long-term work. And we know that multiple organizations who are working on the issues need multiple films. And so that's the idea of these thematic residencies we've been doing, where we bring a group of usually 8 to 10 film projects together for a 4-day residency where each of these filmmakers comes in and spends time with working films, with experts in the field and the issue area, and really workshop their projects and move them forward and thinking about how can my film be used? Who has to see this? Why do they need to see it? And what are they going to do afterwards? What's the change that can take place? So we've done this with, as I mentioned, the theme of education. We had a group of films called Real Education, and that's obviously R-E-E-L, education.
Exactly.
And among that group of films were films like To Be Heard, which the New York Times called one of the best documentaries of the year. It's about a spoken word poetry and three young people who are transforming their lives through that program. Mm-hmm. Other films on other great arts programs, issues like a film about two young boys who follows their entire school career from kindergarten through high school graduation
this year.
And looks at African-American boys' experiences in school. Mm-hmm. Actually, that was at Kukulores this year, mm-hmm. called An American Promise. But this phenomenal group of films has really come together, and we built, I would say, just a real sense of collaboration. Our goal with these events is to have the filmmakers who are so often, I guess, pitted against one another in competition at festivals, trying to get on television or have a theatrical release, and really transform that into collaboration and look at how their films could be used together.
That's so powerful. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Anna Lee of Working Films, and also Robert West is about to chime in. He's the co-founder.
I was going to just chime in. But
go,
that,
Robert.
I mean, I think, you know, one of the things we recognize, too, is that we said we want filmmakers to be great filmmakers. And this actually is asking them to be strategists. It's asking them to think about how their film can work with nonprofits, how it can fuel activism on the ground. We're asking them for a really brand new set of skills, which filmmakers don't necessarily have. And I think we are providing that training. This is we really, in some ways, it's a boot camp for these filmmakers, because we give them sort of from the 101 of how to talk to a nonprofit partner about the ability to reach their membership through your film, about how to look for what is real measurable change, for what is the impact, what's the timeline. I mean, the other thing for this is that all of these films will have certainly very high-profile U.S. and, in some cases, international releases. Many will go to Sundance. Many will be – we're working with films that have been nominated for a documentary Oscar this year. So they'll have a very rich, robust film life. But we're asking filmmakers to think about a whole nother set, a whole nother parameter for the life of their film. And that's really what Anna and our team is really building that capacity. And filmmakers do leave these residencies feeling very much like they've gotten the groundwork, they know how it's going to work, they figured it out. And that's a really incredibly, I think, enriching experience for them.
We have about 3 minutes left. Let's talk about this upcoming project called Real Aging, R-E-E-L, Aging, Real Change. And there's a deadline this Friday for people to get their oar in there and participate in this.
Absolutely. So this is an event that's going to be taking place March 23rd through 27th in Washington, D.C. And you can see from the title, the theme is aging. So filmmakers who are making long-form 90-minute documentaries, folks who have web projects, maybe short 5-minute pieces, 20-minute pieces, who are dealing with the variety of issues that are facing all of us and our families as we age, are we're looking for them to submit an application to be part of this collaborative environment. And the other beautiful thing about this event is not only do they get that training Robert was talking about, but on the last day of the event, they get this opportunity to connect with a group of 40 to 50 nonprofit organizations, companies, and foundations who are all also working on the issue of aging. And so it's a real matchmaking day where the filmmakers will present their projects to these folks and then have an opportunity to have these really intimate small group conversations with folks who will be able to use their films.
Oh, that sounds so powerful.
We see immediate, from the ones we've done, we've seen immediate impact that happens immediately when it means a filmmaker is going to work with a foundation or a collection of foundations. Past foundations that have attended our residencies include the MacArthur Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Gates Foundation, as well as the best nonprofits doing the work on the issue nationally. And that's an immediate connection that happens. And we should credit the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, because they're actually the funders of Real Aging. I know they're a funder of NPR. Mm-hmm. You guys give them a credit line. We need to give them a credit line for
as well. Yeah, they do a lot of wonderful work. Let's talk in the little bit of time we have left about how people can apply. Now, they don't have to have their film finished. These are works in progress. Like you said, they can be web-based. They can be on film.
Correct.
And how would they go about applying to be part of this real aging, real change?
So they can go to our website, which is workingfilms.org. And on our front page, there's a slide that will link them to the more information about real aging and the application. Real easy. It's an online application, and they'll also submit wherever they are in their work a piece of footage. If it's, you know, if they're at a rough cut stage, great. If they have a completed film, also fine.
And the application process is free.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And if somebody gets this, if they are chosen to be one of the filmmakers, their residency includes lodging, meals, and materials.
And that's all covered.
And a year campaign that will run a year after this residency in March, so that will really fuel the life of their film.
Right.
Sort of the what we consider perhaps the most important life of their film. And we're encouraging folks not only locally who may have projects, but also their friends, people they know. It's European, it's international filmmakers, it's U.S. filmmakers. Everyone can apply. So if you know folks who are working either a web platform or a short film or a documentary that just started even, we'd love to hear from them.
Wonderful. Go to workingfilms.org to hear more about real aging, real change, and fill out an application or have someone you know that you believe is qualified. Fill out an application and they'll be part of this wonderful project. Robert West and Annalee, thanks so much for telling us about the great work that you're doing at Working Films. Thanks.
Thanks
Thank you so much for having us.